to Reb Yehuda Savala Karebi. That Reb Yehuda holds like Rebbe.
Yeah.
That Reb Yehuda holds like Rebbe. So, Rashi is like this. The Yom of Masnisin, Ki Yom HaReini Nozir Kishar Roshi. Somebody says, I want to be a Nozir, like the hair of my head. Is Ein Zer Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. He does not mean to be a Nozir many times, and every third day he takes the haircut. Mishum Nazir Asar Richter Kibbalei. Rebbe swore in the Mishnah was no. When you say you want to be a Nozir, as long as you have hair in your head, you meant to say you want to be one long Naziris, and you can never take a haircut. Unless you hold, after once a year you can take it. But every third of days you can't take it, and you're also to drink wine the rest of your life. So therefore, Liyola Meinla Takono, so Rashi explains, Shere Shiris Roshim Rubim Mishnei Chayiv. Person has more hair than he has years to live. So Hokinami, Hareni Nozir Molia Kupa. And now Mishnah, when somebody says, I want to be a Nozir, as big as a full basket, is Nazira Sarichta Kivyalei. He accepted upon himself one long Naziris, according to Rebbe. Vienna Megalech, who made the carbon beside Koshleshim, and he can't bring a carbon after every 30 days, because it's not many Naziris, but it's one long one. Therefore, if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shita, Fechiv anduhu chad nezirus, Moshe kumol Yakupo, Lemotis armet lechsayu kilu himoli kishuyim, Lechimashim nezirus kemini kishuyim, Yechel nekros atoichon, Laisi korbin, Doyle v'yay nashu nezirus, Vikilu neymo de chad nezirus arichta, Kemini chadu kivalov, Lemaisi korbin misofik, De dilma pogali suchu nazara. Because if the svar is that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, that what you mean to accept upon yourself is one long nezirus, so you can never stop. You can never take a haircut. Because if you take a haircut, you have to bring kavanas. We don't let you bring kavanas min asafik. Because there's a good sign to say what you meant to say is one long naziris. Then in the middle, you can't stop and you can't bring other kavanas. If it would have been not like Rebbe Latatanakama, then every 30 days you're a new naziris. So then good, we could say, do a few naziris, and maybe you're finished. So you don't have to do any more. But if you hold like Rebbe, Rebbe Shitra is like, could be, it's one long Naziris. So since you started this one long Naziris, you have no right to stop in the middle. Because it could be what you meant to say is a basket full of mustard seeds, which means you have to be a Nazir 100 years, so there's no end to it. So therefore, we have huge degrees in our Mishnah, you have to go to Chumrah. There's no way out. That's not like we learned in our Mishnah. Rebbe Yomer. If somebody says, Hareni Nozir, Kisar Roshi, I want to be a Nozir like the hair of my head. So Rabbi Agazanatana comment says, it does not mean to say he wants to be in the Kabbal of many Naziris, that every 30 days he's starting over again, but rather Rabbi says, you mean one long Naziris. But according to Rabbi, where is there the case that you mean to accept upon yourself many Naziris? That every 30 days you start over again, that's only if you say, Ho'aymer, Hare Olai Naziris. You say the extra word Olai. Hare Olai means you're accepting upon yourself many Naziris. How many? Kishar Raishi, as many here as I have on my head. Ho'chah Forest, as much dirt as there is in the ground. Ho'kachel Hayyim, or as much sand, or much sand there is by the Yam. So Kitsa, if you're viewed, the host like Rebbe, it's very good. So if you don't say the word Harei Alai, but you start to say Hareini Nozir, Kamolei Hakupa, you mean to accept upon yourself one long Naziris. So once you start the Naziris, that's the Svar we're saying now. Since you started the Naziris, and you don't know when this one ends, then Rabbi Yehuda also gives you have to go to Chumrah. When does Rabbi Yehuda go to Kula? If we have a Sufik, if you have to start altogether or not. Where the person says Hareini Nozir, if there are 100 bushels there, and we don't know if there's 100 bushels there or not, so in Asaf you don't have to start. But once for sure you have to start counting the Naziris. Because you said, Harei Alai Nazir Kamali Hakupa. So for sure you have to start to be a Nazir, and for sure it has to go a long time. You just don't know when it can end, so then Rabbi Yehuda also agrees you have to go to Chumrah, and you can't end, you have to go on, Loyla. Fred Gemara, is this true? Rabbi Yehuda, Mi Savala Karebi? Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shita and not like the Tanakama? For your Tanan, we learned like this. It says in the end of the Mishnah, Hareni nozir kiminyan yemois hachama. If somebody says, I want to be a nozir, like the days of the year, 365, so therefore the Tanakhama says he has to be a nozir 365 times. Norazhu, that's like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, that you mean separate nazirus 365 times. And the Mishnah ends off that Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, my sahoya, he knows the case that once happened like this, that a man once said, Hareni nozir kiminyan yomai sachama, I want to be a nozir as many times as the days of the year, and v'kivo shishlim, and that gives an end to it. If you accept upon yourself 365 times, you're a nozir, so mace, it happened that the person died. So he said that the Mishnah means to say this, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Tanakhama, that when you say the stam loshna of Hareni nozir kiminyan yomai sachama, you don't mean like Rabbi Shita, one long nazirus, but you mean to accept upon yourself many naziris. So here you see, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi, but rather Rabbi Yehuda holds not the Tanakhama. So it's like this, Iyam Rid Bishlein, if you want to tell me that naziris come a Kabbalah, that the Pshas from Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Tanakhama, that the person meant to accept upon himself many naziris, as many times as 365, Hainu Taima, that's a good reason, the Chiva Nishlemeis, like since he ended it, it's possible to come to an end. You could end off like this. But Eli Amrit, Chod Naziris Kibul Alayu, but if you say he only meant to accept upon himself one long Naziris, Mi Hevi Ashlom Eklal, is there any end to it? At least Rashi says, B'shned Rav Yehuda, Mi Hevi Inche Dechaya Kuli Hai, Kishasai Yomim, Shasai Pomim, Kesarach Linig Naziris Biatzmai, he has to be noig upon himself Naziris so long. That's where the Bach is Gerus, so I guess the Gerus would be then, he has to be 365 years worth of Naziris. So that's the Kasha, you can't end it. So I mean, Toistak learns a little bit different. Toistak, yes, the Kasha. So if you learn it means Kaminyan Naziris, it's like a 30 years. After 30 years, he finishes it. But if you learn he only means to be one long nazir, say after 1 year he finishes, Einachanami. So then the kasher is, what's up you to bring in a proof to Tanakhama? They end at two different times. Now he's kasher, he says, Eli Yarmut Chod Nazirus, Vehevi Hashlom Adidei Kashlom Adat Tanakhama. It doesn't end the same time. The Tanakhama's Nazirus ends after 30 years. And according to Rebbe now, that if you hold like it ends after 1 year. It's a different Maisa. So Mashma of Yehuda agrees exactly to the Tanakhama. But just like according to Tanakhama, when you say you want to be a Nazir, you mean you want to be 365 times Naziris, times 30 days, which means in 30 years you'll finish it. So if Yehuda brings a proof to this, he also agrees the same thing. So here we see that Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. That Yehuda holds that you mean to accept upon yourself many Naziris and not one long time. Fiyoit, and another Kash the Gemara asks, Mi Sovola Karebi? Do you want it? Is it true? Like, this is one question. I have another question now. Can you tell me that Yehuda holds like Rebbe Shita? That Minastam, you don't mean many Naziris. You only mean one long Naziris. For a time, we learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Hareini Nazir, Minyan, Hilkati Kayetz, I want to be a Nazir. The amount of Hilkati Kayetz means when you collect the Tfu in the summertime. Kiminyan Yesh. When the people go down to cut the figs, to cut the figs off the tree, they make pears through them. That they go through the fig trees. And should not step over the figs. So, kids, if you say you want to be a nazir, as many pears as there are through the fig tree, through the fig trees. Rosh minyan shivole shmita, rosh in the year of shmita. Also, ein asodis nizroinim nichem lem shivolim kol ishtaket. They leave over the shivolim that was there last year. Fishemuotim lechlem noisin kamar. There's a few bundles left over. So it's not either there's not that many paths through the road, or else there's not that many piles left over from shmita. So somebody says the kitzi wants to be a nazir. As many roads or as many piles are left over from Shemitah. So lachar is moina nazirus. He has to count the men, as many nazirus. Kiminyan hukatikayitz. As many paths as there are through these fig trees. Or else the kiminyan shibol Shemitah. Yeah, so the Chura, Rabbi Yehud himself says like this. For Tanya, Rabbi Yehud says, if somebody says Areni Nazir, he means to accept upon himself many Nazirus. So Chura, you see clearly, Rabbi Yehud does not hold like Rebbe. But the Chura, according to Rebbe, it should mean one long Nazirus. You only mean separate Nazirus if you say Harei Alai. But as long as you don't say Harei Alai, you mean one long Nazirus. And here Rabbi Yehud himself says, if somebody says Areni Nazir, Minyan Hilkatikayas, I want to be a Nazir as many roads, paths as there are through the trees, he means to accept upon himself many Naziris. So we see Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. So my answer is Pashid. I tell you, Minyan Shani, here is different. Since he said clearly, Minyan, Hareni Nazir, Minyan Hilkatikayitz, I want to be many Naziris. If he says the word Minyan, Minyan for sure means many. So it could be Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe. When you don't use the word minyan, then you mean to be one long Naziris. Hareni Nazir Kisar Roshi is one long Naziris. But if you say Hareni Nazir Kiminyan, like the count, like the amount, you mean to say clearly you want to be this much, this many Naziris. Right. Umfredimaro ni Shonalayla Rebbe, minyan. Is minyan different according to Rebbe? We'll see now. That Rebbe himself does not make a difference, even if you say the word minyan, still you do not mean more. For Tanya, we learn like this: Hareini Nazir Kiminyan Yemei Sechama. I want to be a Nazir like the days of the Yemei Sechama, 365. Is Moina Naziris? He has to count the Naziris Kiminyan Yemei Sechama, or else he has to count the Naziris like the days of the year. If he says Kimei Halavona. As long as the moon is minor kimei halavona, that's a Tanakama, that you count this many Naziris as the days of the Lavona, of the moon. Rebbe says no, Achiyoyma Naziris olai, Kiminyan Yomai Sechama. Rebbe says no, again he only means one long Naziris, just 1 year's worth of Naziris, until he says Lashnov, Naziris olai. He has to say the word olai, kiminyan yomai sechama. Then we say means to accept upon himself separate naziris, as many as the days of the year. Or else the kiminyan yomai salavona. So you see, according to Rebbe, even though you say the word minyan, if you don't say the word olai, it's no good. It's no good. If you don't say the word olai, it's no good. According to Rebbe, even though you say the word minyan, it's no good. So how could you tell me now Rabbi Yehuda agrees like Rebbe, and Rabbi Yehuda says that when you say the word minyan, then you mean many. You see, according to Rebbe, even though you say the word minyan, you don't mean many. So Marin says, Rabbi Yehuda, Sovola Kavosei Mechoda, Hopola Glei Mechoda. I can tell you Rabbi Yehuda holds like him in one, and in one he argues. That means Sovola Kavosei Mechoda, that Naziris Kibul Olai. He holds like Rebbe, that as long as you don't say Olai, you only mean to accept upon yourself one long Naziris. If you say a rare like a Sar Roshi, you mean one long Naziris. But Opola Galei Bechoda, and therefore if you say a rare lie, Kamole Kupa, you mean one long Naziris. I want to be one long Naziris, as much as this full barrel. Then we have to go to Chumra to say the person meant a barrel full of mustard seeds. There, this he agrees to Rebbe. But Opola Galei Bechoda, in one prat, he argues on Rebbe. Dilu Rebbe Yehuda Shani Lei Mina. Rebbe Yehuda agrees that when you say the word minyan, if you say kiminyan yomai sechama, even though you didn't say the word olai, you also mean to accept many naziris upon yourself. The amount of 365. But for Rebbe Yehuda Shani Lei Mina, according to Rebbe, even though you say the word minyan, you still do not mean separate naziris, unless you say harei olai. If you say the word harei olai, that means separate naziris. But as long as you don't say the word olai, even though you say kiminyan, you just mean one long naziris. So kids, Rabbi Yehuda is good. The Kuvel of Yochanan says that our Mishnah, when it says we go to Chumra, that if somebody says kamoli hakupa, he's a nazir li'erlam, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda also. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that since you started to become a Nazir, once you started to become a Nazir, we have to go to Chumrah, we don't let you finish. Because if you have a good suffix, maybe Molly Kupa means a Kupa full of mustard seeds, which means a long, long time. All right, turn over. Yeah. Noah says, weiter. Tana Rabbanim. We learned like this. Hareini Nazir Kol Yemechaye. Somebody says, I want to be a Nazir all the days of my life. Kol Yemechaye. As Hareini Nazir Olam. He becomes, or else he says, Hareini Nazir Olam. I want to be a Nazir Olam. Is Harezen Nazir Olam. This is a case that he becomes a Nazir Olam. He's another for rest. He's a Nazir Olam. Hareza Nazir, so he says, Kav Sholem, will make him out, he's like one Nazir, loyal for the rest of his life. And like we had before, he could take a haircut once a year, or once in 30 days, like we had before. But this is a Nazir, you one Nazir for the rest of your life. The way Av Sholem was. So Hareza Nazir, Oilam. What about somebody says, Afilu Mei, Hareini Nazir, Oilam. Hareza Nazir, Oilam. Afilu Mei Ashana, Afilu Elav Shonim, Ein Zen Nazir, Oilam, El Nazir, Oilam. The person says, Omar, Meya Shona, or Yelav Shona Nazir Lirlam, Vena Megalech, Vena Mekal Adjay Moisei, which he learns. There you become a Nazir Lirlam, you're saying clearly you want to be one long, straight Nazir for 100 years, or for 1,000 years. So then you have to go to Chumrah, and you can't take haircut, not even at the end of the year. If you're a Nazir Oilam, that was like Avshalom, there's a special Xeris Akosiv, at certain intervals you are allowed to take a haircut. But you speak out clearly, you make it tonight, you say you want to be one long Nazir for 100 years or for 1,000 years, you mean without any intervals in between. So you have to go straight the rest of your life without taking a haircut at all. Tana Rabbani, it looks like this. Somebody says, Hareini Nazir V'yachas. I want to be a Nazir and one. So what does that mean? Moinishtayim. You automatically means you want to accept upon yourself to be a Nazir 2 times. So once 30 days and a second time 30 days. What about V'yoid? He said, as Hareini Nazir, V'yachas, V'yoyit, he said. So when we say, Moinu Shalosh, what he meant to say is, accept upon himself 3 times to be a Nazir. V'shuv Moinu Arba, V'shuv, and after the word V'yoyit, he said V'shuv, then he means Moinu Arba 4 times. So he says, Hareini Nazir, V'yachas, V'yoyit, V'shuv. So he meant to say, is 4 times he wants to be a Nazir. For the Gemara Pshit, of course. Like every word he's adding means that other times he wants to be a Nazir. Because the time I would have thought, Vishuv, Kikulu, maybe Vishuv again, maybe Vishuv means again. But so far he accepted upon himself 3 times to be a Nazir. Now he says the words Vishuv and again, maybe means another 3 times. Maybe that's what he means. Is Kikulu, he means another 3, like he said before. Ve'evaleshish, and male now it means he has to accept upon himself 6 times to be a Nazir. Kamash Mlander, no. That's the Chiddush of no. That since he says like 1, 2, 3, when he says Vishuv, it just means hit on another 1. He has to be a Nazir for 4 times. Tell Rabban, not like this. Somebody says, Hareini Nazir. I want to be a Nazir. Sum Chesaymer Hein Achas. If he says the word Hein, he means to be a Nazir 1 time. Digun, if he says the word Digun, he means Shtayim. Because Shbalosh and Yavon, Toy says in Greek, Terigun is Sholosh. That's the next one. These are all the Shinies here. Digun is Shtayim. Terigun is Sholosh. If you say the word Trigun, you mean to be 3. Because in Greek, Trigun means 3. If you say the word Metargun is Arba, the same thing. Metargun Dalid. And Pun Tikun is Chamish. Because Kamai Balosh and Yavon. These are Greek words. So somebody says this, most probably that's what he meant to say. He meant to accept upon himself this many, this amount of Nazirus. Tana Rabbanan. Bayis Ogol. If you have a house that's round, or else Digun. It has walls like Digun means only has 2 sides to it. Trigun, or else 3 sides to it. Or else Punti, or else Patikun, 5 times to it. It doesn't have any Tumas Nega. If a Nega goes in the walls of that house in Eretz Yisrael, it wouldn't have Tumas Negoyim. Metargun, if it has 4 walls, Metama ben Egoyim. Then it would be Metama ben Egoyim. Why? My timer. Lamata waima kir kirois. And lamala waima kir kirois. Hare karnarba. We have a Xeris HaKosiv that what type of a house? could have tumas negoyim, it has to have kir kirois, it has to have four walls. A house has to have four walls to it, then it could have tumas negoyim. But if it has less than four, more than four, if it has five walls, nechnami, that's exerus akosiv, you don't have tumas negoyim. So kir kirois lamala, habiyam, kir kirois is four. How do you lechol kol kinuyim? Did you see the Mishnah? Mishnah says, somebody says, Hareini Nazir min ha-gregris. I want to be a Nazir to stay away from gregris, from dried out figs, or min ha-zvela, also from figs. What?
Pressed
figs, yeah, dvela. So, Beishama Yermim Nazir, Beishama says, that's also called a Nazir. Even though it has nothing to do with Nazirus, a Nazir does not eat figs, what does a fig have to do with Nazirus? Beishama still says, he becomes a Nazir. What? We'll see. Well, they still learn, Basil says, no, ain't a Nazir. He's not a Nazir. Since he didn't make any Kabbalahs of Nazirus, just time not heat, figs, that has nothing to do with Nazirus. Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Yehuda says, Af Kishama Beishama, even when Beishama said it's Asar, Lo Yomu El Abiyam Arehen like a Korban. Only we said the word that these things should be Asar to me like a Korban. There is a Tosfos learned that if you do argues on the Tanakhama, that Ukama Deloheve Nazir Ledin Nazir, he's not a real Nazir according to Vishamai. Kivon Deloy Nodar Meashayotse Megefen Ayayin, El Nodar Heve Minagregas Minatvela, Kiduam Arehena like a Korban. That if you just says that the Vishamai meant to say is just that the person has an Issa now, he's not allowed to eat the Velas, that's all. For the five in time of you nozer come I be shame is still in nozer where he nozer shlaim the nozer lush in afrosha it just means he wants to be separated it means he wants to be separated that he can't eat figs to him it's also like a korban then I know if you this says even according to be shame he's taken out a nozer that comes to say like what's taken from Tanakama says according to be shame he becomes a nozer all right stop it